Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, the 7th of September. The month is moving along. The year is moving along. I said this in July. I said, it's July. We're getting close to Christmas. Well, now it's September. Halloween is around the corner. Once you turn that corner, you got nothing but Thanksgiving and holiday time and Christmas. And so we're there. We're there, right around the corner. Boy, is this year move fast. This news just in. Former Trump advisor and high-level official Dr. Peter Navarro, convicted of criminal contempt of Congress. He faces prison time and heavy fines. Contempt of Congress. Do you remember who was convicted, who was actually told they were in contempt of Congress was Eric Holder. And what did the Republican Congress do about that? Nothing. They never put him on trial. They never convicted him. They never charged him with, you know, years in prison and a heavy fine. They just said you're in contempt of Congress and they left it alone, which is what Republicans always do. It's time to go after all the Democrat criminals and arrest them, arraign them, convict them, and put them in prison. Like they're doing to Trump, like they're doing to Peter Navarro. This will never end till red state and red city DAs and AGs go after Democrats the way Democrats go after Republicans, like a dog going after a bone. Other news, California city shows how it's done, even though I hate California. There's one city, Huntington Beach, that is a good Orange County city, and they vote to ban universal COVID-19 mask and vaccine mandates. And so that is the way to do it. They just showed it. They're the first city I know of in the country to ban mask and vaccine mandates. Huntington Beach shows you how to do it. They are an island in a communist-controlled state of California. Same time that's happening, California's State Assembly declares August forevermore Transgender History Month, the first of its kind in the nation. So now we need to know the history of men who cut their penises off and carve out a vagina. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that important to know what historical highlights there are in the history of mentally ill perverts? What a country we live in. And finally, before I get to my opening commentary here, one more news tidbit. The former CIA chief, General David Petraeus, Secretary of National Security and Defense Council Ukraine, Oleksiy Danilyov, said people that think the Third World War has not yet started are making a big mistake. This is Third War has already started. People should expect more conflicts to break out, Ukraine's top security chief declared on Tuesday, and he was speaking in a forum alongside, make sure I get this right, alongside former CIA chief General David Petraeus, and Secretary of National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, Oleksiy Danilyov. World War III has already started, he says, and you're naive if you don't understand that. What a story. And by the way, what if I said on this show, it's never going to be Joe Biden? I don't know who the candidate's going to be, but Joe Biden will not be running for president in 2024. CNN sounds the alarm on Biden's sinking job ratings. Majority of Democrats want alternative to Joe Biden in 2024. Biden will not be the candidate. Biden will never be the candidate. I was the first in the country to say it. I said it could be Michelle Obama. I said it could be Gavin Newsom. It could even be Kamala Harris, believe it or not, although her ratings are so low they make Biden look popular. So I can't even imagine that Democrats will allow Kamala to be their candidate. But Joe Biden will not be the candidate for president. All right, time for my column that I just wrote this morning, got up at 5 in the morning and wrote it. If Trump doesn't win in 2024, he won't just be the last Republican president ever, he'll be the last Republican, period. I don't think enough Americans understand the gravity of the situation we're in. We are facing the end of the GOP. We are facing the reality that if Trump doesn't win in 2024, there will never be another Republican president. That's not a possibility. It's a certainty. But it's much worse than that. With Democrats in full control of power, there will never be a Republican again, period. Not a Republican president, a Republican anywhere in America. With one-party rule and the weaponization of government in full force and censorship of dissent by media and social media in full force, with no one to stop Democrats, there's nothing anyone could do. And with free speech being criminalized against everyone, as it is now against Trump, and with no opposition to communist big brother government to speak of, no opposition at all, being Republican or conservative or patriotic will almost certainly be criminalized out of existence. That's the end of America, American exceptionalism, the American dream, capitalism, and Judeo-Christian values. Forever. That's it. It's over. The whole kit and caboodle, the whole kitchen sink, the whole enchilada, everything you know and love will be gone forever, including your children's future and their freedom. And once America goes, so goes the entire world. We are the last holdout, the last bastion of freedom and free speech and capitalism, the shining city on the hill. Without America leading the way, the rest of the world fails and falls. It's Trump in 2024 or it's over. It's darkness. It's Big Brother. It's evil. It's slavery. It's the end. Think I'm exaggerating? Well, first we come to Trump. He's up by 30 or 40 or 50 points in the GOP primary in every poll. He is the nominee in 2024. That's a reality. He is therefore the only game in town if you believe in America and freedom and free speech and capitalism. Trump cannot lose if the GOP nomination is decided by GOP voters. That's the reality. Yes, it's still possible Trump could be stopped from being the GOP nominee by either being convicted and sent to prison for life, 500 years, or by being disqualified and taken off the ballot. And those are the two paths now being pursued by Democrats. Democrats are that afraid of Trump. They understand what's at stake. They understand the gravity of the situation. They understand they're one election and 1 year away from officially turning America into a one-party rule country. They are that close to having all the power to fundamentally change America forever. They, Democrats, understand Trump is the only one that can stop their plan from being realized. They, Democrats, understand Trump is the only thing standing in the way of the final destruction of America and the GOP. Do you understand? Does Ron DeSantis? Does Nikki Haley? Does Chris Christie? Does Mike Pence? I call them the 5 to 10% club. Each one of them has a ceiling of 5 to 10% in the GOP primary. They have no chance. But they're doing their best to hurt Trump. Why? Whose side are they on? Are they playing for the other team? Only Trump will be our GOP nominee. So why are they running interference? Who's paying them? It's a suicide run. They must know that. It's hopeless. So what's in it for them? The GOP nominee will be Trump. That's our guy. Our last chance to save America and the American dream. The last chance to ever elect a Republican again. Unless they imprison Trump or disqualify him. Is that what they're rooting for? Is that what the candidates want? They can be the nominee? In which case, it's over. We've lost before there's ever an election. We've allowed the full weaponization of government. We've allowed the communist takeover of our government. We've allowed Democrats to decide who the GOP nominee should be. We've allowed Democrats to remove the guy with the best chance of beating them. Our nominee will be decided without a single Republican voter getting a say if they can disqualify Trump. We've allowed a country where the strongest candidate who has a chance of beating Democrats is raided by the FBI, framed, indicted, and sent to prison or removed from the ballot. Now, do you honestly think we're ever electing another Republican again after we've allowed that? So it really is Trump or one-party rule and the end of the GOP and the last Republican president ever. And after that, full-blown censorship, full-blown silencing of any criticism or alternative viewpoints, full-blown criminalization of all dissent at the threat of FBI raids and imprisonment. Therefore, no more Republicans ever again, period. Being a Republican will be outlawed as a threat to America, as being domestic terrorism, as being racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic, and a spreader of misinformation. You will be a domestic terrorist. And therefore, with true one-party rule, for the first time ever, there will be nothing to stop Democrats, i.e. communists. It's the official and final end of America. Trump really is the only one standing in the way of that reality. This was my part one. My part one of Trump won't be just the last Republican president ever. He'll also be the last Republican, period. This was part one. Next week I'll release my part two detailing exactly what America will look like after Democrats have defeated Trump by rigging the 2024 election, just like 2020, or imprisoning Trump or removing Trump from the ballot and achieving one-party rule. And then you're going to understand exactly what we're facing, the gravity of this moment. Trump is not just the last Republican president. If he loses in 2024, he is the last Republican, period. That's my commentary that came out this morning. You'll hear more about it, and you'll see more about it all over the United States. It will go viral, as everything I write pretty much does. And everything I write gets sent out by Donald Trump, either posted to Truth Social and or sent out via email blast by Trump to all his supporters. Millions will see this one because it is the truth. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most... Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off, some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'd like
compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wayne on the roots on fire. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts, Great Patriot Boycott and Great Patriot Boycott, are great solutions to help save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine by my doctor or by my kids, or if I wanted to see my mother in a nursing home or by my office, my company. So what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb inside. Well, now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Two for the price of one. One for you, one for someone you love, or twice as much for you. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. And use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. Get two for the price of one. And I've always got to say this disclaimer. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, so other news today, madmen, suicide bombers in the White House. The Biden administration cancels all the remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge. This is now barring exploration on 13 million acres of Arctic wilderness. Can you? He's purposely trying to A, crash our economy. There won't be any energy. There won't be enough oil. There won't be enough gas. There won't be enough anything. Prices will be insane, and you will go bankrupt. And he's trying to kill all the jobs. All the great jobs that pay over six figures are in the oil and energy business. He's borrowing 13 million acres from any sort of drilling or any sort of oil and gas lease. So you could do anything on that land, drilling or fracking or anything. Outrageous, incredible. And then, you know, I keep saying the end of America is the two things, green energy slash climate change. That's one of them. And the other one is the open border. Here's an open border story. Border Patrol agent reveals that the Biden regime gives every single illegal immigrant family $2,200 cash from you, the taxpayer, plus a plane ticket, housing, food, and free medical services. First of all, I don't get free medical services. Do you get free medical services? Nobody in America gets free medical services. So why would you give free medical to an invader of America who's here illegally? Does that make any sense at all? Why do foreigners get free medical services? It's a shocking revelation. Todd Bensman has reported that the Biden regime is allocating a staggering $2,200 per month to each illegal immigrant family with one child. So maybe they give twice as much if you have two children. I don't know. Through a phony asylum for the cost of living expenses. This comes when the average American on Social Security receives just $1,400 a month. Maui firestorm survivors only get $700 per month. And these illegal immigrants may not be subjected to asylum interviews anymore. They're just being released straight into the United States. According to a video interview with an anonymous Border Patrol agent, illegal immigrants are double-dipping the system. One parent and one child receive $2,200 per month. Then a separate parent and child, see, there it is, often for the same family, receive another $2,200 per month. That amounts to a whopping $4,400 a month for illegal immigrants, a figure that exceeds what most working Americans earn, and certainly what anybody gets in Social Security. This is incredible. This information supports the claims made by the legal immigration group ALIPAC, who says the Biden-Harris administration is giving more money to illegal immigrant invaders than to our own U.S. citizens. Once a person understands that, that person will be always be on our side of the illegal immigration debate, which is very simple. Keep them all out. Send them all home. I agree. This is insanity. And you know who agrees? Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, who's a piece of garbage, a liberal piece of garbage and a big-mouth flip-flopper. But mayor, he's always on both sides of every issue. But Mayor Eric Adams of New York City predicts the migrant crisis will destroy New York City. Mayor Adams says the city we knew we're all about to lose because of the migrant influx. More than 110,000 illegal immigrants since last year have come to New York City. We're getting 10,000 a month. We had a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in the city is going to be impacted. It's going to come home to all of us, to your neighborhoods. All of us will be impacted. I said it last year when we had 15,000. I'm telling you now, with 110,000 illegals, the city we knew we're about to lose, and we're all in this together. Illegal immigration will destroy our country. That's the plan.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
War now. Breaking news update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs, as well as another $175 million toward military weapons support for the Ukrainians. After a Supreme Court victory and being reinstated to his football coaching position, Joe Kennedy has submitted a letter of resignation to the Bremerton School District in Washington State. An attorney said in a letter, "We have come to learn of serious allegations of retaliation against Coach Kennedy by the school district." Kennedy had previously been fired for praying on the field. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
with Roots on Fire. Welcome back to the show. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com, goldgatecapital.com. All right, our guest is John O'Connor, former assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California, author of Postgate, you know, like Watergate, Postgate, how the Washington Post betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy journalism. John O'Connor, welcome to Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you.
So my big pet peeve is Kevin McCarthy. I'm a believer that Kevin McCarthy is a fraud, as is, you know, good old Mitch McConnell, as is Rona McDaniel. They're all frauds. They don't defend Trump. They don't defend the GOP. They don't attack Democrats. They're the worst debaters I've ever seen, and they just aren't doing their job. Will Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy ever actually impeach President Joe Biden?
Well, no, he won't. And let me stick up for Kevin McCarthy in this situation. He's got a job of herding cats. It's a real tough one. I mean, look at what it took to get him elected and who else is going to get elected. It was just really pretty rough. But here's what he's doing, and I think it's very strategic. He knows that impeachment itself will fall flat on its face, that the Democrats are going to make big hay out of it as being politicized, which is very ironic given their politicized prosecutions. And it will be when Biden is close to the end of the term anyway, it will look political, and they're never going to get the votes in the Senate. I think the much better strategy is to take it to the people, which is what he's going to do. He's going to have an inquiry. People will hopefully tune in. They'll make a big deal about it. It will be televised, we hope, and we'll get witnesses there. And that's going to be much better than an impeachment itself, which will be a lot of screaming and shouting and name-calling to the Republicans. The Republicans will control the debate on the House. They won't control the impeachment trial at the Senate. We'll have the wonderful Kamala Harris presiding over that thing, and that's going to be a farce. So I think, and he also, McCarthy has to wait until he gets enough money, ironically enough, till you get through these spending resolutions to have enough money to make sure he's funded for the investigation. That's the irony of this, that he has to depend on these guys sticking up for his constituents and not trying to spend money. Now he's in the position of having to beg these guys to at least have a continuing resolution so he can do this. So he's in a tough position. But what I like about this is I think the people are finally going to, you and I and others that follow this closely know all about Biden. But most people out there don't. You wonder how this can happen, how you can get jurors in a case that haven't heard of anything. In this case, there will be more and more people toward the middle of the spectrum that will hear the evidence against this guy, and it will be devastating. I also think the timing, perhaps by accident, not by any kind of preconceived plan, but the timing will be very good because it will be as 2024 goes on. I don't think they're going to get a vote to open an inquiry till later on this year, and then they'll open it, say, in January. But that's perfect timing. That's when the primaries are going on, and hopefully, in my view, Biden's still on his feet, and the Republicans are just slugging him, and they're not going to knock him out, and hopefully they don't kill him, because I'm afraid of Brand X. I'm afraid of Gavin Newsom or some other
Michelle Obama.
Some other white knight. And I don't think Michelle's dumb enough to run. She's got a great life. You know, she's very popular right now, and she doesn't have to do anything, and she's the star of every show. And she's got a great place on Martha's Vineyard. Now, Gavin Newsom is all set up for this. He's champing at the bit, and so he's ready to roll. He's done a good job nationwide of getting his name out there. And he's, you know, he's not my cup of tea in terms of his politics, but I'll tell you, the guy's pretty good on his feet. He did a good job with Sean Hannity. He's going to look like Brand X. Look, if the Democrats can sell Barack Obama, who's essentially been a socialist his whole life.
And Joe Biden.
To be able, well, yeah, Joe Biden is the bad guy.
They sold Joe Biden. They sold a delusional, you know, old man with dementia and diapers. So they certainly could sell Gavin Newsom. I think they want to sell Michelle Obama. I think she certainly is a wild card at this point. And the odds are that Gavin is the one who will get it. But I think Michelle's a real threat. And it's just a matter of, as you said, whether she really wants it or not. But there's no question that I think they're going to throw Biden overboard eventually. He will not be the nominee. You mentioned McCarthy's strategy. Well, Matt Gaetz threatens to force a vote on the Biden impeachment and oust McCarthy if he gets in the way. What's your thinking about that?
Oh, he can't. That's not a good idea. I mean, I think it's good for Matt to sort of play to the crowd. And, you know, he's a staunch guy. And I see it. And all it does is it helps out McCarthy, because then when he seems like he's going middle of the road and just doing an impeachment inquiry, and Gaetz is on one side of barking at him, I think it's going to make McCarthy look more statesmanlike. I think it's a good thing. And I think it's good that you have a variety of opinions within the Republican caucus. I think the Republicans are going to look good. My issue is they sold Biden helpfully, hopefully, because of COVID, and he didn't have to get out of the basement, and he had a reputation as being, even though he's an idiot, he was at least seemingly a moderate middle-of-the-road guy. Gavin Newsom is not a moderate middle-of-the-road guy. So their sales pitch will be like that of Obama. They're going to try to make him look like a moderate, and that's their sales pitch on Newsom. Whether they can do that or not, but my bet is, and my fear is, that Newsom's going to be the nominee. So I'm hopeful that Biden stays on his feet, that this inquiry just sticks pins in him like the Toreadors do in a bullfight, and he doesn't go down. And I'm looking forward to this, actually. I see this as being the glass half full on this one. I know there are many people I talk to that want an impeachment. I understand it. We're never going to get it. He's never going to get it.
Well, you'll never convict him. In other words, it'll just be right. What they did to Trump. You get an impeachment, but you don't get a conviction.
Right. But it's better, I think, that you have the trial, so to speak, and the evidence coming in the House. Not in the Senate. The people aren't going to care whether they hear a witness in the House or the Senate. The only thing will happen is in the House,
we'll get the right witness.
Right, you'll have a witness, and you won't get objections sustained to Republican questioning. You know, I'm a trial lawyer, and a lot depends on who your judge is. And in this case, you want a judge that's a Republican that's presiding over this. It may be McCarthy. I'm just trying to think of my procedures here. But whoever it'll be a Republican, and I think it might be McCarthy, or the chairman of the committee. I don't know which. I guess it would be the chairman of the committee that would make the rulings on objections. So I think this is perfect. We're not going to get him out anyway. And I think it's best that the public hear this in full-throated, unrestrained fashion. What a tremendously corrupt guy he is. Everybody can see already that he's demented. Everybody can see that he's physically one foot in the grave. But now they'll see how corrupt he is and what a liar he's been.
Yeah, well, I think that's why my deal, John, is that I've said this on the air 1,000 times. Democrats know that. Democrats don't want him anymore. They're going to throw him under the bus, and he's going to be gone because that's how they clean up the mess. In other words, I think he's destroyed this country, and the damage he's done is you can't even count it. But it won't matter. They'll say, oh, well, Biden did that. But that's not me, Gavin Newsom, or that's not me, Michelle Obama. You erase everything bad Biden did, and you put all the blame on him and call him corrupt and make him resign due to health, and he's gone. He disappears, and that's the end of him. And you don't have to take any of the blame. That's, I think, their game plan. Put someone else up there so that person doesn't get any of the blame. You can't say Gavin Newsom destroyed the country. Gavin Newsom wasn't president. So you get a new, fresh face in there, and it erases everything Biden did. And there's no reason to bring up Biden's corruption anymore because he's not the guy. I think that's really their plan. Forget about our plan. They're going to get rid of Biden.
Except that you're perfectly right. Absolutely 100% right, except there's two people that you're not taking into account, three people. Joe Biden, Jill Biden, and Biden's sister. they have their own reasons. They're not the Democratic brain trust here that wants him out of there. These guys have wanted him out for a while, the Democrats, the big Democrat movers and shakers. But he's got his own agenda, and it's better for the Republicans that Biden stay on his feet, that he thinks he can survive. And that's why I like the idea that this evidence won't come out any stronger than it is. It's still come out pretty well, but that it won't come out stronger until next year. And hopefully he will think by this point, by next year, that he's still on his feet and that he's still going. And it's in our interest to have Biden and Jill and his sister all say, come on, let's keep these checks on coming. I enjoy the $1 million we get every few months. Let's keep it coming. And everybody wants, all the little piggies want it in that camp.
John, unless him and his family decide that resigning is in his best interest because he needs the new Democrat president, the temporary one, Kamala, to pardon him, to protect Biden from prison and to protect all that family loot he's stolen. Once he resigns and she pardons him, that's it. Everybody leaves him alone and he fades off into the distance, enters a nursing home, and you never hear from him again. So resigning may be his best chance to avoid not impeachment but actual criminal indictments. If they're going to start to prove that he committed crimes, resigning may be the best odds that he won't go to jail. So, hey, John, stay with me for a minute. Don't go anywhere. We're going to an ad break. I want to bring you on the other side and ask you, as an experienced trial lawyer, your thoughts on Trump's indictments and how they'll play out. Let's come back with John O'Connor. He's the author of Postgate. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Colgate Capital. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements are not evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You ready for me, America? Of course you're not. You never are. Who could possibly be ready for Wayne Allyn Root? I'm like a hammer looking for a nail, and the nail is Biden and Obama. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how much I value my health, how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of all of you and of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day or more every time I'm going out. I drink the silver, and then, you know, if I'm going to be in a crowd, and then when I get home, I drink it again. So sometimes I even drink it 5 times a day. And I use their natural silver mouthwash several times a day and their silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed, especially under my eyes. And I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout the show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is the biggest problem in America today. So they're offering my listeners, and only my listeners, only you, a special 50% discount on all their product line. 50% discount on every single product, including that amazing alkaline structured silver solution that I drink all day long. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT50. To save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 50 to get 50% off. AmioLife.com, Route 50 to get 50% off. All right, back with my guest, John O'Connor, former assistant U.S. attorney from Northern California, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy journalism. John, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
As an experienced trial lawyer, I want your thoughts on Trump's indictments and your predictions on how they'll play out.
Well, first of all, I think Jack Smith has made a serious strategic error may have been at Biden and Merrick Garland's urging, but he put together an indictment that has some counts in it that are decent in the Mar-a-Lago case. There are the obstruction and lying cases. Now, the indictment, though, that precedes it in time is this January 6th thing. And the January 6th indictment says that on all these states, it's very broad and sweeping, that Trump, quote, knew, unquote, that he had, quote, lost, unquote. Well, I don't think anybody with an ounce of sense knows that whatever they think about the election, Trump thought he won it, okay? Trump thought it was stolen from him. His state of mind, that's one thing everybody's sure of, whether he's smart to have it, not smart, everybody can have their opinion. But the prosecution has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he had criminal intent, that is to say, knew all this stuff was false. Now, what he is allowed to do now is something he was not allowed to do in the 60 or so suits that got dismissed on process grounds. Essentially, in those cases, the judges said, no, we're not going to take proof of, we're not going to call a million witnesses on Monday and a million on Tuesday and a million more on Wednesday and find out who won Georgia. Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that and all this stuff. The courts are not up for that. They don't have the facilities. The only thing a court can do efficiently, they can rule on constitutionality, and they can order recounts. But basically, to say who won and who lost, they can't do it. Now, he has the opportunity in the January 6th case to argue his point with evidence that wouldn't be admissible to prove he won, but would be admissible to prove his state of mind. So it may well be that in the underlying cases, the 60 cases that were brought, the courts weren't going to say, oh, based on these samplings, based on these statistics, it looked like 100,000 people voted, harvested ballots and voted for people other than who they were. Statistically, it looks that way, but you can't accept that as proof. Now, in his case, when he wants to prove his state of mind, he ought to be able to put together these samplings, these statistics, these anomalies, these things that any reasonable person would say, yeah, sure, looks like. I mean, was it in Michigan that the Secretary of State mailed out 8.7 million ballots?
Don't forget in Wisconsin, they passed a law at the last minute, the legislature, that said that, I'm trying to remember what it was. There's so many different things that to me look like fraud that you can't even remember them all, but it wound up that 300,000 people voted that had never been allowed to vote before. They couldn't prove where they lived. They couldn't prove who they were. I know in Pennsylvania, the legislature passed all kinds of things at the last minute that, you know, allowed Trump to lose that state when he was up by 800,000 on election night. To me, it's a piece of cake to prove that in his mind and in my mind, the election was rigged and stolen against Trump. Whether you could prove it or not is a completely different thing, but I believe to this moment the election was rigged and stolen, and you could hook me up to 100 lie detector tests, and I'd pass every one of them. I believe the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. Now, can I prove it? No. Could Trump prove it? No. But did he believe it? Do I believe at this moment? And does Trump? Yes. So they're never going to be able to prove he didn't believe that. Never. I agree with you.
Right. Right. Now, in regular civil cases, you can use statistics. You can say, okay, 800,000 women took talcum powder, and 22 of them got cancer. That's statistically too high, and so that's a great sampling to say this talcum powder causes cancer. Now, that's in a regular civil case, but in the election case, you can't use that kind of evidence. Now, Trump is going to be able to use that kind of evidence, and what that's going to do, two things. Number one, it's going to wake people up to the idea that we really do need a lot of election reform, no matter how much Liz Cheney says it was the most secure election in history.
Hey, John, we're going out. I got to interrupt you just because we're up against the news break, and it cannot be moved, so we're rushing out. We appreciate all your opinions. John O'Connor, former U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney. His book is Postgate. Please get a copy. Thank you, John, for coming on. Headed to the news, back with Lindell TV.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.